Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time, you're not. But welcome to School Talk here on the West Side on Giant 90.9. The lines are 244 WBDG 244-9234. But you cannot call in this morning. I got an awesome guest calling in for a very important topic. So we're going to deal with my guest today. And so before we get there, remember you can find us on Twitter. And go out and check us out. You can check us out on the World Wide Web. As I get my wires together and I got my students together, because you know it's student produced. I got my senior student. I mean, he's so senior. He never left the high school, Mr. Easter.
Oh yeah.
I know that one right. Graduated what year, sir?
What was that, Emerson?
We got a bad connection.
So there's something wrong in the headphones. I couldn't. Did you ask what year I graduated?
Yeah.
That was 1990.
Oh wow, was yeah. Third.
Did you hear that? I said 19.
That was pretty good.
Well, your producer's here, so.
Right, let's produce this show.
Yeah.
Caesar, my producer, who's in the house tonight for to get this very, very important show off the road. I got a guest on the line, and we're dealing with a very, very important topic on this show. September, Suicide Awareness Month. So we're going to talk to some awesome folks who know something about a walk, something about information. Before I call my caller in, I want to know what's happening with my students. We got a thing we call the big information you can use is?
It's Center Grove at Ben Davis today at 7 p.m.
Wow.
Coverage starts at 6 p.m. here on Indy's Giant 90.9.
Football.
You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a really good game.
Hey.
And then School Talk, which is obviously right now at 7:30. And the Out of the Darkness Community Walk on Saturday, September 15th.
I might talk about that too.
At White River State Park. Registration is at 12:30 and the walk is at 2. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook at WBDGindy.
Awesome, Caesar. Are you going to be there, Sarah? Can you make it? You're going to be out somewhere doing great things on that date.
I'm pretty sure I have band practice for a band competition.
Great things. Great. Event details. Walk date, 9/15/2018. Walk location, White River State Park, Celebration Plaza, Indianapolis, Indiana. Check-in registration time, 9/15. Will be 12:30 p.m. Walk begins at 2:30. Walk-ins are 5 p.m. On the phone from the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, AFSP. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. How are you today, Emerson?
How you doing? Awesome. Great. Glad you could be here. Tammy Lundy from the Indianapolis Walk Chair. How many years now you been the chairman?
I think this is 6. I don't know. They run together.
I know, because I really don't remember our first year getting involved with the walk. I think it might have been maybe 9 or 10. When we got involved with you guys downtown. Prior to that, I was part of the Indiana Coalition for Prevention of Suicide work when I worked out there. So it's dear to my heart. So we're going to talk about this thing, and we're going to try to do some good this morning. and try to bring some folks out of the darkness. So tell us more about your organization, the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it. I am the walk chair for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And what we do is we provide educational programs. So we have programs out there such as Safe Talk, where it teaches someone to be to have a suicide safer community. So helping to identify somebody who is struggling and get them to the right resources. And we also advocate. So we're out there on Capitol Hill. We're looking for better laws and ways to help people that way. And we also have suicide survivor outreach programs. So somebody who might have been affected by a suicide, we have outreach programs for them. And we're just out there doing great things. So it's...
People might think you're a small organization, but you are not. I know you're based out of New York City, but you have over 75 local chapters at my last count. I don't know, you might have more by now because my math sometimes gets fuzzy.
Yeah, for I believe it's the last 3 years, we've been in all 50 states. We have community and campus walks all across those states, and we offer the same programs in all of those states. So it's pretty, even since I've been a part of AFSP since 2010, we have grown exponentially.
Let's talk about the event here in Indy that's coming up on 9/15/2008. And I say this with, how can I say? I say this with all sincerity. I really wish this event was not going on.
I think everybody does.
No.
There's a saying that we're all in a club that nobody wishes that we were members of. But we're glad we found each other.
Why is this so? No, this is a really dumb question, but I'm allowed to do one dumb question to show. Why is it so important for folks to be together? And if folks come to this event, they will see that people. Well, I'm gonna probably answer the question, so I won't. But why?
It's really having somebody who struggles or being a part of somebody who might have died by suicide. It's a different kind of death. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of questions, a lot of whys that come with it. And it's different than, you know, somebody who might have died by natural causes or by cancer. It's more complex. Mm-hmm. And being around people who get it is huge. It's not that people aren't sympathetic. It's being around people that you just know you're not going to get the awkward silence. You're going to have somebody who knows what you're going through, mm-hmm. knows the feels that you're having.
That is so important. Now, the walk location at the White River State Park, I see the registrations at 12:30. Now, now, registration's at 12:30, but is it too late to donate? Is it too late to do anything as far as the events, as far as participation?
Oh, goodness, no. So the website is up until the previous Friday, the 14th at noon. So you can still create teams. You can still register. You can even donate through the end of the year. So it's not over on the 15th. We keep going all year long.
And that makes sense, too, because even though the event is a Saturday event, and even though other states and other cities have similar events, now to think about it, you can't stop fighting because suicide doesn't take a vacation. It doesn't take a day off. So it makes a lot of sense to have the mechanisms that you have. It really does. And it just does. Go ahead.
We have hundreds of volunteers that work all year long. The walk is our biggest event of the year for Indianapolis and Indiana, but we are doing the work all year long.
The Indiana chapter, I'm gonna ask a question because I really don't know. Is I haven't seen her. Is Lisa Davis still working out there somewhere?
Lisa Davis is working out there, but she's working in Florida.
Okay. Ah, See, that's the thing. Like, once you're part of a club, you're part of a club. I asked kids one time here at Ben Davis High School, and I asked the students to raise one class, raise your hand if you know someone that have committed suicide, and hands went up. Have you heard of someone committed suicide? Some more hands went up. Are you a relative to one? Anyone? At the end of the day, almost all the hands in the room were up in the air, and that was striking.
Yeah.
And we got to do something about that.
Definitely, we definitely do. I think it used to be more of a taboo subject. People, they had a hard time talking about it. They maybe didn't want anybody to know. And one of the important things that also that we're doing when we have these community walks is, you know, we're silencing the stigma. We are out there and we're saying it's okay not to be okay. Get help. Talk to people. So that we can help to reduce the suicide statistics. People need to talk about it. We need to do something about it.
That was one of the stigmas I used to hear. People used to say, and I don't want to call them ignorant, but they used to say, like, if you talk about suicide, it's going to make somebody commit suicide.
Oh, yes, that's so not true. So not true. You're not going to plant a seed. If they were thinking about suicide, they would, just because you ask them about it doesn't mean that it's going to give them an idea. What it may do is go ahead and give them an indication that you have a reason to be worried, and maybe they didn't even realize that they were struggling. And that can get their attention, you know, just to go get help because you're concerned about them. But you're never, by asking somebody if they feel suicidal, or if they want to die, that you're going to plant a seed that that's what they're going to do.
Yeah. And one thing that gets me is, you know, I guess there's something about getting older. I'm 63 and talking to young people and the problems that they go through, you know, and I always try to tell them just keep on going through it, because we all have gone through some degree of problems in our lifetime. And I always try to instill in them that they are not alone in their problem that they're going through, and that there is help out there, and they will come out of it if they just keep on going through it. Because life, I always say about life is life was supposed to be easy, they would call it a picnic.
Right.
And they didn't call life a picnic. They called it life, and there's some days I just want to stay in the bed.
Yes.
I don't want to go out there.
And, you know, it's really hard in our world today to just turn off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you used to be able to go to the grocery store and the phone wouldn't ring. If somebody called and you weren't home, they called back later. Everybody with social media and cell phones, and it's really hard to give yourself a break.
It is, because you'll be in your car and you're driving down the street trying to text. You're not supposed to do that. On the telephone, you're not supposed to do that. And then you're getting good news. Now you're all upset and you're mad. You're throwing your phone against the floor. That's a whole new show. And it's like, dang. And then back in the day, if they called your house, you wasn't home, if you had an answer machine, they left a message. If we didn't have it, you didn't get the message. You didn't have to worry about it until you got home, or when they called you and they caught you when you got home. It was so easier.
Yes, yes.
I'm hitting bill collectors that way. I know that's not good. I didn't get your call. I don't have an answer machine. I wasn't at home. But now they call you while you're sleeping and you're talking on the phone. It just ain't fair. I need a hug. And hugging ain't bad. Now, if a person talks about, and reason why you really want to talk to a person, you can jump in on here. If a person talks about killing themselves, you need to listen.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Definitely. Because even, it's never going to hurt. So if somebody's talking about killing themselves, they have a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to make sure that you're talking to them and you get, you know, you find out to make sure, do they need help? Mm-hmm. Get them to the right resources. because it's very critical that we go ahead and we act.
Yeah, because the person comes to you and he says, I got no reason to live, and he or she is serious. It's time to put that person to say, hey, what are you going through? Talk to me. What's happening? If a person feels like they're being a burden to others or feeling trapped or unbearable pain, you need to put them to the side and say, hey, what's going on? What's happening? And then if you don't do that, then those are warning signs that something ain't right. You know? And
correct.
As the farmers used to say, when they milk on the cow, they got this pail of milk. And they put, you milk the cow?
No.
Okay. Okay.
One of the things I have not been privy to.
Okay. When you got the bucket of milk there and you're milking the cow, the milk is what? White. So if a speck of dirt gets in that milk, you look down, you look, and you say something in that milk ain't white. So you got to throw the whole bucket out because something in that milk ain't white. Well, that's how it is when you're going through stuff. If something's wrong, something ain't right, you're feeling down, you're feeling burdensome, something in that milk ain't white. That's why I use that phrase a lot to get the kids to understand that you're going to go through stuff, but you don't have to go through it alone. And depression, it starts a lot of time with just being depressed.
Right.
You know, I know I can talk all day, and what you guys do is a year, it's all year long, it's so... so important. Let's talk about the behaviors that basically increases the suicide risk, the risk of a person through their behavior, being isolated from the family and friends, sleeping too much or too little, as it pertains to the kids. How important is a good night's sleep?
Oh, it's extremely important. Your brain needs to be able to take a break. It needs to be able to turn off. So that it can rejuvenate itself.
And I talk about behavior, and a lot of times kids don't know what, because sometimes you don't know what you see when you're looking at something. And you talk about behavior when a friend of yours or a colleague, start withdrawing from activities, you know, or visiting and calling people to say goodbye, this is the big one, giving away their prized possessions.
Yes.
It's like, and I wonder, and on a large scale, there was the reporter named Anthony Bourdain. On CNN. You know, that freaked me out. I've watched this show, and I don't know him personally, but you see what you see on the TV, but you never know what a person is going through. And so how important it is it is so important for, if a person's not talking to you, to watch what they're doing, watch their behavior.
Correct. And it can just be a behavior change for them. Somebody who used to be very outgoing now may be very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who used to be very mild-mannered and got along with everyone might have aggression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's watching for that person. And everybody has a tendency to get mad.
Yeah.
Or, you know, have something that they react a little bit differently. But when it's consistent, you need to watch out. You need to, you know, keep an eye out for that person.
Going back and I'm a dip and dab and see what's happening in your life. When or where were you first involved with suicide prevention?
I was first involved with suicide prevention. I lost my daughter, Nicole. She went to Pike, and she was 20 years old. And I lost her in July of 2010.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So, thank you. I got a flyer, and I still can't tell you where the flyer came from, but it was born out of the darkness walk.
Okay.
And I was really trying to, you know, just figure out what had just happened, what had happened to my daughter, what had happened to my family. And I went to my first walk that September. So it was less than 3 months after we lost Nicole. And that was my very first interaction with AFSP.
Wow.
And I felt something that I hadn't been able to feel before. I felt like it was a place where people got it. I I cried my first year a lot. I cried in the grocery store. I cried wherever you could cry. But I never felt awkward. You know, it, I talked to people that understood how I was feeling, and there were resources out there. And I saw that there were things that I could have been able to do for Nicole that I didn't know about before.
Wow.
So it was a life-changing moment. And from that, you know, we always have a year out. So we want everybody to be healthy and in a good space before you're working with AFSP. So I waited my year, and the following year is when I started to just get a little bit more and a little bit more involved. And I did it through the walks, and I mostly did it through the walks because what it did for me and my family.
When you talk about help, and I hear you, and I hear you talking, and I take my hat off to you because, and you really, really are brave. I mean, because I know every time you live this every day, and I know when you talk about it, and I know how time works on the mind, like so many things you can go through, but I don't care how long ago it was, it seems like yesterday.
It does. It definitely does. It changes through the years, you know, but there's always the, I'm a mother living without my daughter, and it's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my entire life.
Wow.
But I have to do, I can't just accept what happened to her. And her story is not over yet. She's not
that.
Here with me in this world.
Yeah.
But her story is not over yet.
That's what I'm talking about. that's what I'm talking about. And that's what a lot of folks are going to be talking about the year round. That's why this walk is so important, is because, you know, it's just like you said, you're not alone. And the comfort that comes from being with others that understand. They don't look down on you and say, you're a bad mama. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. I'll punch them in there. Oh, I can't tell you that on the show. I can't say that. Because I know people do that. They do. They might mean well, but they say stupid stuff sometimes.
Yes, there are a lot of stupid comments that come out. And the one way that I always try and look at it, Emerson, is to say, nobody means be malicious.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to help. They just don't know the right things to say. So, you know, just Ooh. Trying to be gracious that Ooh. Way, because a lot of times people get really nervous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Because we don't know what to say.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't need to say nothing. Just give somebody a hug and just say, I pray for you. And because prayers work. You know, I pray for you. It might sound like an old cliche. Oh, I'm so sorry. I pray for you. Yeah, that means something. If you're sincere when you say it, you know, it means something. I'm gonna get upset and remember myself, because sometimes people do say this. They say the wrong thing. Why you say that? Why you open your mouth and say that? Oh, I didn't mean nothing by it. And they probably didn't, you know.
Right.
But anyway, folks, there's help out there. So Suicide Prevention Hotline, 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. Oh, what do you think about that one? I think it was MTV Awards, that one. Yeah. The group, 1-800-273-TALK.
It's not Legend. Logic.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Push the magic button on that. I'm putting the applause on for that one.
Wow.
When I first saw that on TV, I said, and then I had to go online and look at it some more. I said, gosh. Getting that message is awesome.
I literally got goosebumps. I just thought that was absolutely amazing that, you know, in such a large venue that they brought all of that light, and they, you know, just that number is such a powerful resource.
Wow. What would it take to get them to come to Indy one during our walk? Because you have a stage. You have a stage during the walk. There's a big old stage there.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
It would definitely be awesome. I absolutely know that they're touring right now.
we got to get them on our calendar. I mean, because unfortunately, it's like, say, you're part of a club that you don't want to be part of, and like, to the story's not over, so we got time to get them.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. There's always, we're always thinking of new things.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, it would definitely be something we would absolutely love to do, but that hasn't been in the cards yet.
Well, if I can do anything to help that, you know, please call on me, you know. I used to know people in high places when I worked for the city. I still know their names. I still got some phone numbers somewhere. I got a little black book of phone numbers. You know, they don't know about it. They didn't take it from when I left the 25th floor. No. Yeah, Secret Service outside looking for me right now. But anyway, the help is out there, folks. So 1-800-273-TALK. And if nothing else, you can't get a hold of the hospital. Or talk to your friends. You know, say something's wrong. Or talk to somebody. Just don't, you know, you're going through something. You don't know what it is. Talk to somebody. Oh, man, it's so important just to talk to somebody. So yeah,
that's the first step. All in, usually that can open the door and take you to places you didn't even realize that you could go because you've left it trapped and tried to mull over it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Talk is the very first thing that's going to help you.
Yeah, and I can talk about all the other telltale signs, you know, but if the communication doesn't start, you won't get to the others, you know, because a lot of times, because kids know what kids are going through a lot of time before us adults.
Correct.
You know, because they climb up when we get around, but they get in their own circles. If you see someone out of character doing something, they're not acting the same way. They're kind of quiet. Why they give me their favorite iPhone? Why they give me their favorite? Well, I'm gonna get old. Favorite album or favorite CD or. Why did he give me all these pictures of this on this flash drive of pictures of them? And this one says, you know, remember me. What's up with that? You know, ask questions. It is so, so important. So once again, the date is September the 15th. So I got about 3-4 more minutes on that event. What should people know about it if they've never been to it before? What can you tell them about it?
Okay, the one thing that I always have to start off by saying is that you will be in a space that people get it. And it is an event that is filled with hope and love. So, you know, we have a live band. We have face painting. We have events where you can remember your loved ones. We do writing of chalk. We do our remembrance tree. We have resources. We have so many local resources for the Indianapolis community about how to get help here locally. So it is just, it's a wonderful event. It's like a big hug. Yeah. And we want everybody to definitely come out and just experience that and get to know your community, get to know your people.
That's on September the 15th. 2018, location, White River State Park Celebration Plaza. I remember one year, everybody dressed like superheroes. I do remember that one.
Yes.
That was cool.
Yes, that was awesome.
Yeah, I saw Superman, saw Batman, I saw Robin, I saw Donut. Well, that's my superhero, though.
We are having the Ghostbusters this year. Ghostbusters will be at our walk.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and then they always did when at the end of the walk they have bananas and they have water, and so get the potassium back up.
Well, this year instead of bananas, we are having pizza, but we always have food.
Pizza
and we
party.
Always and we have food trucks as well. So Marcus Pizza has helped us out, and they've donated a lot of pizza to us this year.
Hey, Marco, pizza is pretty good.
Yeah,
I ain't said, but they beating out some of my competitors. You know, I'm gonna say it wrong way, but I'll be getting them to drive to my house for some delivery. And I'll just say it is pretty good pizza. So you dig? That's a home run.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I'm a pizza connoisseur.
Well, we were bringing about 5-6 students. I think that list just went to 15 now since we talked about pizza. So I have more help out there. Cause we'll have BDTV in the house. We'll have Giant 90.9. And the kids from BDTV, they do some awesome stories because the people, the participants, the survivors, they want to, like you say, they want to tell their story. And we help them. We give them that vehicle. That's why it's so important that we are there because we want to help the families tell their stories about their loved ones. We really do.
Yes, and it's healing for them as well. It's healing for them, and it helps to get the word out. It's silencing the stigma. It's bringing everybody together so we can talk about it. We can do the research that we need. We can, you know, get everybody the education that they need, so that we can start trending these statistics down.
Awesome. Walk location, White River State Park, Celebration Plaza. Check-in time, registration time on 9:15 is 12:30 p.m. Walk begins at 2:30. Walk-ins at 5 p.m. And the website is?
AFSP.org.
You can donate now, donate throughout the whole year. It's an awesome cause. You want to spend your money wisely? This is one way to do it. You can see, and then you can see proof in the pudding when you see the families out there on Saturday. You see the effort given by this organization. So, folks, I encourage you to do what you can, because I've been involved now for a number of years. So I've had friends that committed suicide. You know, I have friends going through depression. Everybody knows that can lead to suicide if you don't get help. Don't talk to the right people. But Tammy, we appreciate what you do. Big old hug through the radio, you know, for you and your family. And look forward to seeing you Saturday. We'll be there on with our radio and our cameras from our TV program here at Ben Davis High School. And we do take those stories back, and we share them with students here at the school. We don't just take them and put them on camera. We take them back to the school, and they are shown on our TV programs here at Ben Davis High School.
Excellent, and we cannot wait to see you. We can't wait to have you at the walk every year. We appreciate the fact that you guys come out.
Well, like you said, we're part of a club, but we can't quit.
That's right.
We're
not going to quit.
We're not. We're never giving up until we stamp out suicide. All right, Tammy Lundy, we appreciate your Indianapolis Walk Chair. We'll see you Saturday, and you have a blessed day. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You too, Emerson.
All right. Wow. Caesar? That was, ooh.
Yeah.
Man, the event is really, really a heartwarming event. And so I'm going to get ready to close out in a minute. But the event, one more time, is going to be 9:15 at the White River State Park, Celebration Plaza, in Indianapolis, Indiana. You still got time to register your organization, your group. Go on the website, then at 12:30 p.m. It's registration check-in begins. Walk begins at 2:30 p.m. Walk ins at 5 p.m. If you've never seen this before and don't know if you want to be involved in it, but and if you've never seen it, yeah, come out, at least check it out. Then you know what it's all about once you come out and check it out, because it is awesome sight to see these many families that are touched by suicide and they're there for each other. So I'm going to get these kids back to class. And we'll be back next week with another topic of stuff and things on School Talk. So take me out of here, Caesar. Because they're the parents that turn to teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to copy. It's okay to copy. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. And young man, be a man. Your pants, it's old, it's outdated, it don't mean nothing, it's older than me. Put your pants up, don't need to see the BVDs. Stop sagging, you stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. I pull up your pants, I just can't stand it. And be there on September 15th at White River State Park. Until next week, my views, remember, my views expressed on School Talk. That's the reason I'm here, Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or the school board, and my views of my guests. Until next week, I see you on School Talk.